the Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz.
Kanan, let's talk about Jewish communities in Europe that depend on tourist traffic. Do any Jewish communities depend on tourist traffic, and how are they being affected by COVID?
Right. This came as a bit of a surprise to me as well, but from the 90s on, the fall of the Soviet bloc, it meant that a lot of Jewish communities went independent. It was a slow process. At first, they were dependent on JDC for funding, external funding of all sorts. But eventually, also because a lot of communities got property that they had lost, had been robbed from them during and after the Holocaust, they were able to stand on their own two feet. And some of that property is amazing assets, like the Dohany Synagogue in Hungary, in Budapest. It's a major tourist attraction because it's the largest synagogue in Europe. It's beautiful Moorish style. It's a mix between Catholic and Neologan and Reform and Jewish influences. So it's a monument that anyone visiting Budapest would actually like to see.
Sure.
And indeed, hundreds of thousands of them do. They sell tickets. One ticket doesn't cost too much. It's something around $10. But in countries where the average income is $900 a month,
sure,
that means that small Jewish communities can live in relative comfort, or could, because of the proceeds from ticket sales.
It's fascinating. It never occurred to me, and I've been to that shul. It's quite incredible. As you talk about it, I can see it in my mind's eye. It's the most church-like shul I've ever been to in my life. But that is interesting, and I would imagine even a community like the Netherlands, your community, where you pay to buy that ticket to go into that magnificent synagogue, as well as all the associated sites. Who's traveling? Couldn't have sold many.
Exactly. No one's coming. So communities that were just becoming independent and able to take care of their own poor are now relapsing into welfare, into depending on JDC funding. And it's a painful process for the organization. It's an even more painful process for the actual recipients, because as these resources are drying up for the community, people all over the world are losing their livelihood. So they're moving from the middle class to welfare recipient for the first time in their lives. And I spoke with one such lady, a single mom of two teenage kids, called Petra Yeneva, in Prague. And she's a jazz singer. She's already 20 years in the business, so she has enough connections to live comfortably and has been able to live as a freelancer for the past two decades. She also does a lot of gigs for the Jewish community, Rosh Hashanah, slichot and whatnot. And now, there are no tickets being sold to the Jewish quarter of Prague, which is owned by the community. So they can't afford to hire her even for the small events that they are able to have because of social distancing. Basically, she's out of a job, and she's, for the first time ever in her life, a woman who went through conservatory and studied 4 years of music and always could work in the business. She's receiving food packages from the JDC.
That is awful. And that is really sad. Kanan, we don't have much time, so I want to carry the Bahrain story over till the next time that we chat. But what is very much a European issue right now is the 1,000 odd Breslovers who are standing at the border between Belarus and the Ukraine. Has that issue been settled in the last couple of hours, or are they still there?
No, this lunacy continues. This is about 1,000, at least 1,000, probably more, people, mostly from Israel, who decided to defy the Ukrainian border shutdown because of corona and show up at Gomel, at the border checkpoint with Belarus. Now, the Russians can't wait for them to cross over to Ukraine. They've not allowed anything better. But the Ukrainians, of course, now it's a matter of national honor. They're not going letting anyone in. And you have surrealist sites. Children, about 150 of them are in this group. They're camping out on the lawn outside the checkpoint. There are gusts of wind of the early spring in Belarus, sweeping through the plains of Belarus. People are turning blue at night. The Red Cross had to erect a giant tent, and all of this, all the while, these people who are there, they could just catch a taxi back to Minsk airport and fly back to Israel. But they, or their objective is now to pressure the Ukrainian authorities by convening at the border into being let in despite of social distancing measures. Just sheer lunacy going on.
Well, that's what makes it so complete. Either it's absolutely admirable, remarkable, complete, utter faith, or it's utter lunacy. I suppose it's for each to make up their own mind. Certainly right. Dedication.
I spoke to one person who said, listen, I've been coming here every year since I was a month old, because he grew up in Brestov circles, and it's just part of life, and it's his fuel and it's oxygen for next year, he told me.
Kanan Lipschitz, we're going to leave it there. I want to wish you and your family Shana Tova Metuka. Thank you for everything you've done throughout for this year, and I'm looking for more of the same next year.
Shana Tova.